As I watch the control tower explode and collapse, burying my mother in rubble, I don't immediately experience shock, don't cry, or become sad. All I feel is rage. More rage than I have ever felt. They killed her, and for what? For her wanting to keep me alive? To protect me from these assholes? My blood literally feels hot, and I imagine magma flowing through my veins. My brain pulses with the energy of hate at a nuclear level of 1,000 suns.
Lenu! Lenu! We have to take cover!
Anton is understandably worried. Missiles are still being launched by the choppers, the lasers being shot by the spaceships, shit blowing up all over the place.
Lenu, please!
Anton, let go of me!
If you stay out here, you are going to die!
I kick him in the balls for him to let me go. I run toward the middle of the airfield and dare the assholes to shoot at me. And they do. Missiles and death rays. But it takes no effort for me to telekinetically blow up the missiles and to deflect the death rays. It seems that rage is a great motivator. The choppers and spaceships are sort of just hovering, as if not knowing what just happened, not knowing what they should do. So I make it easy for them. I explode them, all at once. It is magnificent, like the 4th of July, but with a bunch of assholes becoming dead. All the wreckage and dead fuckers fall to the earth. And then, silence. And then, I pass out. I wake up in Anton's bed, and he lets me stay there to mourn Mom's death. He feeds me, comforts me, he finds vodka for me. After 3 days of that, I am cried out and ready to be pissed off again.
What you did out there, how you destroyed everything, it was unbelievable. How are you doing that?
I was going to ask you the same thing, since, you know, your species' alien DNA has apparently given me superpowers.
I'm not sure exactly how it happened. But the combination of our DNA and human DNA definitely unlocked the powers that we made sure to keep dormant for hundreds of years with genetic engineering, for obvious reasons.
Has something like this happened before?
Not that I know of. It's not something we've had to worry about. Not only is interspecies breeding outlawed, it's not possible.
Let me guess. You guys genetically engineered it so your DNA couldn't combine with other species' DNA.
Yeah.
Well, either your genetic engineers suck at their jobs, or some weird shit happened when my dad's sperm met up with my birth mom's egg.
Maybe there's another alternative. Your father was held captive for a time, right?
What are you getting at? That the military or CIA or whoever tampered with Dad's DNA?
It's far-fetched, but...
Nope, not possible. My mom was pregnant with me before Dad was captured.
Oh, then I really don't know.
Here's my very good theory. It was love.
What?
Mom and Dad were totally hot for each other. True love and all that. So it was like the lock found the key, resulting in me and my superpowers.
I don't know. It's a sweet theory, but...
Don't you know that love conquers all?
No, I didn't know that.
Ugh, your species has a lot to learn. You have a lot to learn. But we can work on that.
We can?
Yep, and then we start making out hot and heavy, etc. And then afterwards...
Oh, wow. That was amazing. Pretty intense. Pretty aggressive.
Did I scare you?
No. But it made me wonder what's on your mind, you know? Like, what's motivating the aggression?
Maybe you bring out the animal in me.
That's nice of you to say, but I don't believe you.
Tell me about that guy again. The one who scared your people enough to permanently alter the species' DNA. How powerful was he?
She, actually.
Oh?
Yeah. It was said that her telekinetic capabilities were so powerful that she could wipe out the population of an entire planet.
Wow. That's some powerful shit. So did she?
Did she what?
Wipe out an entire planet's population.
I don't think so.
So how did they know she could do it?
Well, she was pretty powerful, so it was surmised.
Surmised? What happened to her?
She died.
She died. That's it? She just died. Anton, this is a safe space. You can tell me the truth.
Okay, so she was assassinated in her sleep.
So let me get this straight. There was an incredibly powerful woman with amazing abilities who was killed because of something she never did. Because the men of your society felt insecure and powerless around her. Do I have that right?
That might be an oversimplification, but...
Well, it's nice to know that misogyny is not just a human concept, but that it flourishes out there in the universe like a vile disease.
I thought you said this was a safe space.
I lied.
Are you angry with me?
No, of course not. But unfortunately for you, you're the only man around for thousands of miles, so you get to be the convenient scapegoat.
Okay, but if you're done with the scapegoating, I need to get you out of here. I'm sure there's going to be reinforcements.
So what? I'll just blow their asses up too.
Leno, I get that you're powerful, but there's a limit. I mean, you passed out from what you did out there. You're still learning your way around your abilities. You can't just keep blowing them up.
Why not? Why can't I just blow them up? They're never going to stop, and I'm not going to keep running. Why can't I just destroy everything and everybody? Who says I can't destroy the whole planet like that assassinated lady?
Are you serious?
Look around you, Anton. This world is fucked up. Humans have fucked it up. All they've ever done is kill and pillage, and I'm the first-hand witness to it. Their killing of my mom was the last straw.
I know you're super pissed off right now, but isn't what you're proposing something like throwing out the baby with the bathwater?
Wait, you've never heard the phrase love conquers all, but you know throwing out the baby with the bathwater?
Sorry. Yeah. It's a good phrase, though, right?
Humans are on a fast track towards extinction while suffering along the way. I'll be doing them a favor by throwing them out with the bathwater.
All right. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but assuming you put your plan into action, how do you even know you can pull it off?
I can see it happening really clearly in my mind.
The whole population, though.
It's not like it happens all at once. It's more like an accelerated domino effect.
I guess that makes some scary sense. But what about us?
Well, I guess I could spare you. It's a good thing you're an excellent kisser.
And you?
If what I did out on the tarmac made me pass out, I suppose destroying the whole planet will probably kill me.
But it's my job to protect you.
Am I just a job to you?
Okay, let me rephrase. It's my job to protect you, but I would do the same even if it weren't my job.
Does that mean that you love me?
Yes. And you?
Of course. Like birth mother, like daughter, I guess. But if you love me, that means you have to help me.
To destroy the world.
They've killed everyone I've loved. And now they'll probably kill you too if I don't do something about it.
But that's not everyone on Earth.
What's the difference? Even if I destroy those who wronged me, they'll get replaced and just keep coming and coming and keep doing what they do. Humans have had a long enough time and plenty of chances, but they never learn. They never change, despite themselves. Look, I can see how my plan could be interpreted as being controversial. So I'll understand if you don't want to. Help me, that is. but I'll still love you. Please think of me when you're back on your faraway planet with the fond memory of the human woman that you fell in love with and with whom you had really, really great sex.
You can stop with your guilt tripping.
Did it work?
Yeah, you're pretty good at it. Okay, then. Let's go wipe out humanity.
Oh, Anton, you're the best.
The Deep State Dossier podcast is a production of Radio Juice Media. To learn more, go to our website, radiojuicemedia.com. The story was written by Casey Pope and produced by Mariana Baker. The voice actors are Tori and Hugo Chacon, Mariana Baker, and Biff Baker. If you like this podcast, you might also enjoy Casey's novels, available on Amazon, or visit his website at fugitivejuicemedia.com. Support Deep State Dossier on Patreon at patreon.com/deepstatedossier for a whole bunch of exclusive stuff. We will shout your name or your business's name at the beginning of our show, as well as on Twitter. And of course, if you enjoyed the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a nice review. For more information, including supporting material for each episode, visit Radio Juice Media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks for listening.